أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best guidance is the guidance that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best guidance for the humanity and for the human being as well. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to be in the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah ta'ala, we ask that He bless us to meet Him at Al-Kawthar fi al-yawm al-qiyamah. Inshallah, ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in continuing the topic of last week's khutbah, we wish to share an event in the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hopes of learning from the lessons meant for the Muslims and to be encouraged by the example of faith found in the best human being that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Al-Mustafa Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Aisha radiallahu an, she was quoted as commenting on the trials that the Muslims faced from the time that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to declare La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, to openly invite all who were living in that time to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and to obey him as the messenger, the last of messengers, the last of prophets. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his blessings and his prayer in the prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was saying that it was not until the victory at Khaybar that the Muslims enjoyed dates of many kinds, that the Muslims were able to put the life of hardship behind them. And as you know, it was soon after this, after the victory at Khaybar, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to open Mecca al-Mukarramah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Quraysh were a very powerful tribe. And they had allies and influence. You should know that Abu Sufyan was the emissary of the Quraysh to the Emperor Heraclius of Rome. That in fact, Jaziratul Arabi, or the Arabian Peninsula, was a protectorate, meaning that it came under the rule of Rome. They considered it their territory. And so it was to Abu Sufyan that Heraclius questioned him about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, one day we may go into the details about this. It doesn't have bearing upon the event, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, that we are talking about between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Bedouin. But it does have bearing upon the fact that the Quraysh felt they could deal any way they pleased with the Muslims because they felt they had the backing of Rome. It's important to understand the politics of that time. It's important to understand the influence at that time. And that again, with that understanding, that is why they pursued the Muslims all the way to Abyssinia. When the first Muslims made hijra there, that was the first hijra to Abyssinia as we know it today as Ethiopia. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims there to gain the protection of King Negus, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him later to declare La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's in this environment, in this political, economic, socio-economic climate that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found himself with a new state, a small country. The borders didn't extend beyond the boundaries of Al-Medina. And in this society, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, trade was everything. If nobody traded with you, you would soon find yourself to be poor. And as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided that this would be the test for the Muslims. See, it really, as we mentioned before in previous khutbah, this was not a matter of faith. It was a matter of finances. This is evidenced by the famous hadith in which the leaders of Mecca went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to his migration, offering him to be the king. They said to him, "We will make you our king." That means what you say will go if you give us one thing. That we worship your God 1 year, and then the next year we go back to the old ways. That we alternate. 1 year is for Allah, the next year is for all these idols. Now you can see in that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they didn't care about their gods as far as they worried their gods were going to punish them. They didn't care. It didn't matter to them. What mattered to them is that Mecca, as has become parlance in our language, a Mecca is a place that people flock to. That's where they got the word from. Mecca is the place that Allah had given them power over it. Had given them the administration of it. And so people from all over, from time immemorial, rather, would come there to pray. And in the process of them worshiping, they would throw gold, silver, whatever, valuables at these idols. And the Quraysh would collect it. And they would need animals for sacrifice. They would need clothes. They would need things that they required, food, while they were there in Mecca, worshiping. And the Quraysh provided it. And so it was a matter of finance. That when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah," they saw an end to the way their economy flowed. They saw an end to their way of life. It had nothing to do with worship. It all was about money. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when they did not succeed in buying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they did not succeed in convincing people that he was a magician, when they did not succeed in dissuading people from meeting him or speaking to him by saying that he was crazy, Majnun, that is when they sought, okay, we have to find a permanent solution. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims with the Ansar in Al-Madina to share, because these Muslims came with nothing. And so they shared what they had. And the wars that Allah blessed them to win, the battles that they won up until Khaybar, it provided something. But it's in this environment, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we speak of, in this climate, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims found themselves on many, many cases, or rather in many, many cases, and on many, many days, going without food. This was the case when the Bedouin from Bani Salim came across Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions with his dead hyena. And so, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we mentioned in last week's khutbah, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the Bedouin to declare his faith, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam secured a camel and a cloak for him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then turned to his companions and he asked them, "Who wishes to feed this Bedouin?" "Whoever wishes to do so and does so, I will guarantee him a zad at-taqwa." And so Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhi leapt forward, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be your ransom. What is Azad al-Taqwa? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Salman, radiallahu anhu, if it be the last day in the dunya for you, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your last words to be, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you say it, then you will meet me, and I will meet you. Meaning it on the day of judgment. And if you don't say it, then I will never meet you, and you will never meet me. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to just take a moment and understand something. In every case, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bartering was with al-akhirah. He was telling these Muslims who were gathered around, whoever plants this seed that is a good deed, then he will reap its harvest in the akhirah. And here's what he will reap. In this case, it will be a camel. In this case, it will be a crown. And in this case, it will be a provision. Every case, though, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, he never cheated any of his companions by offering them something that would fan. Kullu man alayha fan, pass away. He never cheated them by saying, oh, you will be the king in the dunya. Or, oh, I will lead you to a treasure of gold or diamonds or silver or rubies. Or I will give you a flock of sheep or a field of camels. No. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything on this earth will pass away. Everything the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered them, they, when they got it, they would never be deprived of it. When they got it in their hands, that's it. It's theirs forever, 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 ever. Period. And so we need to understand from this lesson, inshallah ta'ala, that this is the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the Muslim. That he wants to give you what you need, the best of what you need, for your sacrifice and your planting it in this dunya. And so Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, he understood that. But as I said, this was a lean time for the Muslim. Everybody was on hard times. Salman had no food of his own to give the Bedouin. Nothing. And so he went to the houses of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knocking on the doors, asking his wives, each at their own home, do you have something to give of the food that Allah blessed you with in sadaqah? And each of the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we have no food at all. And thus, this was the reason, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that for 3 days, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not eaten. But he's trying to find food for this new Muslim. He himself had not had any food, zero, for 3 days. And there was no food at his homes for 3 days. And Salman was on his way back after going to all of the houses of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, disappointed and sad when he passed by the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam and he knocked the door. "Who is it?" asked Lady Fatima alayhi salam. He said, "It is Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu." And he told her the story of what had happened with the Bedouin and his hyena. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to find Islam and take his shahada. And that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offering deals. And he had a deal that he wanted to secure. "I just got to get this man some food." And Lady Fatima, she said, "By Allah who sent my father as the prophet with the truth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not eaten for 3 days. Neither has my children, and they are quivering from the hunger pains and sleeping a fitful sleep. But I will never turn away good when it knocks at my door. So take my shield and go to Shama'un the Jew and tell him that this is from the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as collateral. And tell him to give you a sa'a," which means like a big plate, a big quantity, it's a measurement. "To give you a sa'a of barley or a sa'a of dates. And to keep this as collateral until I can pay him." So Salman, he took the shield and he set off to Shama'un. When he arrived there, he told Shama'un, he said, "Listen, coming to you from the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima alayhi salam. And she has asked that you grant me collateral, or credit rather, taking this shield as collateral," which is her shield, "and giving me a sa'a of barley or a sa'a of dates." The Jew, he stood, took the shield, and started looking at it, examining it. And it was a fine piece of work. And tears came to his eyes. And he set it down and he looked at Salman and he said, "What Fatima has done are among the actions of those who have no care for the life of this world because they seek the life of the next world. They don't care about its ornaments. This action is what Musa alayhi salam, he told us to look for these actions and look for those who do this. And these people, they are talked about in the Torah." So he raised his hand and he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." And he gave Salman back the shield of Lady Fatima alayhi salam. And he gave Salman a sa'a of barley. And he gave Salman a sa'a of dates for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we continue, I feel it's important that maybe there are some of you who may not understand or know, and this is the perfect time, inshallah ta'ala, to share with you something that may be in the Allah ta'ala help your understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The companions, when this ayah was revealed the first time, they asked, how? We want to fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we fulfill that command? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, say, Allahumma salli, O Allah, descend the prayers ala Muhammad, on Prophet Muhammad, wa ala Ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama sallaita, as you had descended the prayers upon Ibrahim, ala Ibrahim, wa ala Ali Ibrahim, and the family of Ibrahim. Wa barik, and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. كَمَا بَارَكْتَ, as you blessed إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and the family of Ibrahim. فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ, in all of the world, surely you are the praised and magnified. Now, I mention this because as Muslims we learn this. We struggle to learn it the first time, then it becomes like our name. We know it and we say it. We may not think about it. When we mentioned, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Fatima, Ali, Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein, they are Ali Muhammad. And so we always, our prayer cannot be completed unless we say this prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So out of respect, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, as He said, Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send prayers upon Him and a worthy salutation. This is part of that. And so we, out of respect, we are answering the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say their names, Fatima, Ali Imam Ali, and Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Because we are already in our salah, sending salams on them. So don't think that, oh, this is some Shiite way. No, akhi, please. Learn your deen. This is mukarrama. This is respect. That when you mention their names, they are not prophets. And there is no way in the world are we trying to imply so. Because we do the same with the prophets. We say, alayhi salam, upon them be peace. But they have a special designation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included them in your dua, in your salah, every day, all the time. You can't complete even the nawafil salah without sending prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. So just understand, bi idhnillah ta'ala, when you hear these, don't get confused. Don't make a mistake, inshallah ta'ala. Don't let the shaitan whisper to you. Understand what this deen is about, and that you are doing it every day, all day, anyway. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in returning to this event, Salman radiallahu an, he went back to Lady Fatima alayhi salam. And he had, of course, the dates, her shield, and the barley. So she took from him the barley, crushed it, cooked it, and made barley bread. And once she had finished, she handed the barley bread back to him, and she said, go and take this bread and these dates to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he may feed the Bedouin. Salman had not forgotten what she said about Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein alayhim as-salam, that they had not eaten. These are babies. They hadn't eaten in 3 days. And so he said, Fatima alayhi as-salam, please take some of this for your children. She said, oh Salman, you should know that once we, the Muslims, make the intention to give something for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is forbidden for us to take any part of it back. So he went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave him the dates and the barley. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surprised. He said, where did you get this from? He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah blessed me to retrieve it from Fatima alayhi salam. And he told him the story. And soon after, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went straight to her house, knocked on the door. And when she opened it, he saw that her face was yellow, her eyes sunken, clearly suffering from hunger. And he says, what is this that I see? What is going on, my daughter? And she said, oh my father, wallahi, we have not eaten in 3 days. And that Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, they are quivering from the pangs of hunger. He said, go and wake them. And she did. And when she brought them out, he wrapped his arms around all three of them. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he followed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and found them huddled, and he wrapped his arms around Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family. And at this, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawla'i, my God, my master, my protector, these are my household. Allahumma, O Allah, remove any sin from them and purify them. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, no sooner than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had finished his dua, Fatima alayhi salam, she leapt up and she went to offer 2 rak'ah. And when she had finished making salah, she said, oh my Lord, oh my God, oh my Master, this is your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is your cousin of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Ali alayhi salam, and those are Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, the grandchildren of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my God, Ya Ilahi, I ask you to descend upon us a table spread, Al-Ma'ida, the like of which you descended upon Bani Israel. They ate from it and they denied it. But O Allah, should you descend it upon us, we are the believers and we will not deny it. We will believe in it. No sooner than she had finished her dua that a plate full of food from Jannah appeared. You can believe what you wish, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, but this happened. And she took it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was there with her husband and her children. And Imam Ali, he saw it, he said, Ya Fatima, where did you get this?
Yes.
Before she could answer, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Oh, Abul Hassan, eat, don't ask. And then he remarked, saying, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the one who blessed me with a child like Fatima, alayhi salam, who is like Maryam, alayhi salam, the daughter of Imran, alayhi salam. And then he read the verse, so her Lord accepted her with goodly acceptance and made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zachariah. Every time he entered al-Mihrab to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance and he said, Oh Maryam, from where did you bring this? And she said, This is from Allah. Surely Allah provides sustenance to whom he wills without limit. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household, they ate and there was still food left over. So he brought this along with the barley bread and the dates to the Bedouin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Bedouin to take home a camel better than 10 camels, a robe from Imam Ali alayhi salam, food, partially that had come for the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the rest that had been given to the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he went back to his tribe, Bani Salim. Now you should know, as we mentioned before, they were 4,000 men strong. And he felt himself the least of them. But when he arrived, he gathered them all around. He said, Come out to me, all of you who are Bani Salim. And they came out to see, what is this ruckus? And when they had gathered around, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. No sooner than he finished, they all drew their swords. What is this? You are now listening to that magician, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Look, listen to me. He is not a magician. He is not a liar. He is the most truthful. His God is the best God. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best prophet. I came to him hungry and he fed me. I came to him naked and he clothed me. I came to him walking and he sent me back, riding and loaded with provisions. So they were shocked. It's like, what? He said, yes. And he told them about the events. He told them about how he had found the hyena. He told them about how he had killed it. He told them about how he was carrying it back and ran into Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he said to him to his face. And he told them that this, when he swore that even if this dead hyena believed in him, he would not, and that's when it leapt up and ran. And he told them that this hyena testified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was God, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his prophet. They were astounded. And they saw him as their brother. And he said to them, My tribesmen, I am from you. And I will never mislead you. Save yourselves from the fire. Don't waste time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them to be convinced. And to a man, they all raised their hands and they declared, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bani Salim, after this, they were strong supporters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they became known as the men of green flags. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are blessed in that many of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have put you in circumstances where your family are not Muslim. That He guided you however He wished to guide you to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And some of us did not have to cross this hurdle, but blessed our mother and father, one or both of them, to teach us La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But none of us sitting here today saw Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, heard his speech, were blessed to fight by him in Al-Badr or in Al-Uhud, or blessed to hear him speak and teach. But still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. And now it may seem inconvenient. We may feel put upon, but in no way are we suffering like those companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In no way are we enduring here in this time, today, what many of them suffered simply for following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that, we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could have made the circumstances very, very, very different. But still, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is priceless. It's unfortunate that should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me to bring out on a cart a stack of gold bars, I would not have to explain to any of you except the little kids what this was. Right away you would see its value. And you would stand up, Brother Omar, are you giving that away? Because you know its value. One ounce, $1,600 or more today. You know its value. And so, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is rather disheartening that we have to continue to show you the value of this master. That we have to explain and explain and explain and try to convince that there is value here. That there is value in the khutbah you heard. That if Allah bless you to have one spark of knowledge, one glimmer of understanding that changes your behavior from kufr to iman, and puts weight in your scale, that what you have gained is priceless. And you should show some gratitude. It's sad, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, really. And there is nothing that I have that I can give you like what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever has this will gain this. But I guarantee you this, I can give you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you show your appreciation, your gratitude, your thanks, He will increase it. He will increase it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La azidannakum. And in this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is implied is twofold. That He will increase what you give, and He will increase your shukr, your wanting to give. That is even more better than what you have given. Because the heart that is hard against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no hope except the fire. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please, for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invest where it counts. Whatever you think you will miss when you put it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that you will find it when you meet Him. And whatever you think you gain by keeping it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know you will miss it when you meet Him. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.